The Spy Who Loved Me by Ian Fleming. Copyright 1962 by Glidrose Productions Limited. This unabridged recording of the reading of The Spy Who Loved Me was published by arrangement with Glidrose Productions Limited and was produced in 2001 by Blackstone Audiobooks Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Neither this recording nor any portion of it may be reproduced or used for any purpose without prior written authorization from Blackstone Audiobooks. This book is read by Nadia May. The book is 211 pages long. The Spy Who Loved Me by Ian Fleming. The following material appears on the book's dust jacket. "I found what follows lying on my desk one morning," writes Ian Fleming in a prefatory note to readers. "As you will see, it appears to be the first-person story of a young woman, evidently beautiful and not unskilled in the arts of love. According to her story, she appears to have been involved, both perilously and romantically, with the same James Bond, whose Secret Service exploits I myself have written from time to time." This story of a night of horrifying fear at the Dreamy Pines Motor Court in the Adirondacks bears the customary Fleming hallmark, what Max Lerner in the New York Post called his enormous resourcefulness, his sure sense of what will fascinate and terrify the reader, his contriving of hair-breadth escapes. And for the first time, readers of James Bond adventures will see Agent 007 as he appears through the eyes of a beautiful woman, a woman who, in the midst of brutality and terror, meets Bond and recognises him for what he is, a handsome and appealing killer. But only a killer can help her now.